Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. How are you? I've missed your face. How are you? Scott Mills on Radio 1. God, it's good to be back on. Thank you, Gregory. Let's do this until 7 o'clock then.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Loads of text about this today. About the transfer window. Phil in Bristol says, if it's the 10th Mills, it means the transfer window is now open again, or is it midnight tonight? Phil, you are right. The transfer window is now open. Remember, we closed it on the 10th of December and said it is way harsh to dump your partner up until this date today. And it was actually midnight last night, because today is the 10th. So, yeah, if you are feeling the need to get rid of somebody, you are allowed to do that now. You are within your rights, because the transfer window is now back open. Hello to Paul, and also Sam, and Jack, and Will, who all asked the same question. It's fine. Go for it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Hi Zoe, who says, it's really good to have you back on, Scott. Ah, cheers. And she says, I hope your face is okay. Like, I put this on Twitter yesterday. I put, oh, just coming back from Los Angeles. You're going to love my new face. And the amount of people are like, oh, I can't believe you had surgery. I know you would expect me to do that, but I look the same as I did before. I know I went to Los Angeles, the home of plastic surgery, but nothing actually happened. All right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Monday afternoon. It's Scott on Radio 1. Becky's here.
Hello.
My friend Chris is here. Hello.
Hello.
Why are you here? Still not got a job?
No, working on it.
Good.
Well, you've bought me a nice hot chocolate, though, so thank you very much. I feel bad now, so you bought me a massive hot chocolate, like the biggest size, and then said, oh, I still haven't got a job. So does that mean that you're kind of secretly saying, can I have the money for this? Because I can give it to you if you want, or is it still a present?
It's just a massive hint for a job.
Oh, you want me to give you a job?
Ideally.
You could do some of my ironing if you want, but...
I need the money.
I'll bring it in next time. When are you next coming in? I'll bring the basket. Is that wrong to bring a ironing to work to make your colleague's friend do it?
I'm well up for that.
Do you want me to send an email? I'll send an email now. R1 all staff, new ironing man. There are weirder things that come around work, aren't there?
Totally.
There's like, normally, when I worked at the council, there was a man with a trolley who came around with loads of cakes. So ironing man wouldn't be that... Like iron man, and then all the ladies will come and think that you're really hot.
Well, my last name's Stark, isn't it? So I suppose it goes. Man, yeah.
Stark. I was thinking of starch, like to make the collars all nice.
No, he's talking about Iron Man, Stark.
Who's Stark?
The security man on the way in always calls me Iron Man.
Because your name is Stark.
Because he has to write out my name every time, yeah.
I think that's a joke. I'm just going to stick to the stiff collars.
Send it now. Say there's an Iron Man coming around every couple of days?
What are you going to do, like 20p a shirt? That's what my dad used to
say. I don't know how to iron. I don't know why you're setting me up for this.
I don't know how. You've only been in here 5 minutes and I've already set you up with a job.
Now, have you heard this rumour? Facebook is shutting down.
What?
Yeah, it's closing. That's the rumour. On March 15th.
Right.
Have you heard about this?
Why?
Yeah, but I don't think Mark Zuckerberg is that bothered anymore.
What, and he's not going to sell it? He's just going to pull the plug out?
Well...
That company was, like, recently valued at, like, hundreds of millions, wasn't it?
Oh, it's ending soon. March 15th.
Yeah.
I've got to get all my pictures off then.
I think he's just bored. It's like, oh, just close it now. I'm rich. Got my own film. I'm done.
How did he announce this? Just put it on his wall?
Yeah.
The idea is that it's closing down, and yes, you do have to remove all your photos. So you've got to take all your photos down by March 15th. It's a bit like a split up.
No one has said this to me. I've got about 1,000 photos.
Well, you're going to have to get working on it. You're going to be ironing and taking down pictures from Facebook. You've got a busy couple of months ahead.
You are talking rubbish, mate.
Yes, I am. It's not true, obviously.
Right.
But did you believe it for a second?
For a split second, I did, yeah.
Right. It's not closing down, obviously. But people do actually believe this stuff.
Like who?
Right, there's Facebook pages with petitions to stop it shutting down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's loads of them.
I'm just going to see which ones of my friends are gullible enough to believe that.
Who actually believes that? Yeah, it's shutting down, March 15th, take everything off. Is that the kind of thing that your friends would believe, then?
Yeah, some of them. You know, you've always got one friend that's, like, really gullible.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to write it on your Facebook and see who sort of bites?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think anyone can work up my password from when I do that on air?
Try again.
Oh, Chris can, because I just typed it in the email box rather than the password one, so don't look again. Did you see that?
Oh, I missed it. Gutted.
Oh, but do you know, I wonder if there's anyone that's like that technologically advanced that they could work out what my password is.
Do it again, I'll turn it up.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. If you know what that password is, text it now. Right, I've got some more here, okay. Which ones of these do you actually believe, these rumours, okay? You accidentally swallow about 8 spiders a year in your sleep.
Yeah, that's true. Fact.
That's not true.
What?
It's not. Someone started that on purpose as a rumour.
It's not true, so no. I don't eat 8 spiders a year.
No. Here's another one. Men think about having it off every 7 seconds.
I'd say less.
It's not true.
Yeah, I agree. It's not true. It's going to be less.
How many is it?
3.
Every 3 seconds?
Do you think about doing it every 3 seconds?
Don't you?
No.
You've got to remember, I haven't got a job.
Oh, that's true. A lot of time at home.
Thinking about that when he's doing my ironing. Who are you thinking about now?
What?
Who are you thinking about now?
Well, I'm looking at you. So.
Look that way. Who are you thinking about now?
Oh, don't say that.
Here's another one. Bob Holness.
That's who he's thinking about now.
I'll have a pee, Bob.
Bob Holness of Blockbusters played the saxophone on Baker Street. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah, that's a tune.
Here it is. Not this bit, this isn't Bob. That is a famous one, though, that rumour, isn't it? Do you believe it?
No, I don't, no.
I did, until I read that it wasn't true, because last week it was announced that it wasn't true, wasn't it?
Oh. Here's Bob!
But I did see it and go, OMG, really? And then, like, went online and double-checked.
Is this really a rumour?
I believe that one. Yeah, I've heard it, like, years ago.
What a legend. Can you imagine if that was true?
It's not really, though.
Oh, yeah,
cool. Stuart McConey off Radio 2 started that rumour.
Who?
Stuart McConey off Radio 2.
Good.
Then there's the Lady Gaga as a bloke one.
I know for a fact that that's definitely not true.
I think we both know that.
I thought that was true until you promised me on your life it's not true.
I can personally confirm that that is 100% not true.
Are you allowed to say why?
I had to destroy the evidence, but I can confirm.
We were both there, weren't we?
You must have a copy. You must have a copy.
No, I think you can hear in my voice how much it shocked me at the time. I was filming something for...
Because I saw a video online where I thought I saw it.
That wasn't my work. No, we were at the Brits last year, and I was in charge of filming all the interviews, and Lady Gaga was there, and she was playing the giant Jenga, and rather than get up to knock it over, she just did like a big whoop with her legs. And
we've never said this before, have we?
No. This is you can tell. And after she went, I was holding this video camera, and I saw...
Have you still got it?
Everything.
She must have.
I know you did.
Everything.
You were scarred for weeks after that.
And I went to my boss and I was like, I got. And he went, let me have a look. I can't. I destroyed it. It wasn't fair.
You've got a copy.
Well,
you
have. Yeah, it was the Brits.
I can still see it in my head, though.
So that's not true, that rumour?
No.
That's an exclusive on this show, isn't it?
Yes, then? It is. We've lived with that for over a year.
Do you know what? It does make me feel better to get it out. To just,
I feel better.
You know, I've been holding that in for
Good
so long.
It made her feel better too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I'm a little bit worried that we've given out your password now, because some geeks have been on, like, saying that they can find what it is just from you typing it. Type it again. Wow. John says, is it I love Radio 1?
No.
Is it I love my life?
No.
Is it kittens?
No, there's two, that's not... That's kittens. Doesn't sound anything like it.
Is it I love Greg?
No. Why do people think that it is that?
Because you do a bit.
I did have that for a while, but then that was like a few months ago.
Is it...
And you always have to put some numbers in, so it was IL0V3 Greg.
Wow. I love chicken pie, 2005. Is it that?
Who sent that in? Because that's blatantly their password. Because that's so weird that...
That is weird. Is it that?
No.
Do it again. Is it password?
No. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Is it bread rolls, your password?
No.
This could run and run, couldn't it? Like, this could go for years. And we're into the 15th year now of Guess Becky's Password. Nothing to do with bread rolls at all. Are you sure? Because Ricky is convinced.
No.
Okay. I can't say that one about Lady Gaga, but that's not your password.
The one about
it?
Her money?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Thanks, Neil of Bournemouth. Right. This is Mills on Radio 1. It's good to be back. Quite a few people believed it when I said about Facebook shutting down. Kelly's been on. I believed you. I almost set my Facebook status about it. No, why would you believe that? So did Laura Ball. It's not happening. It's all lies. It's just a rumour that's not true.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Becky's here.
Hello, hello.
My mate Chris is here.
Hello.
Hello. And we are on about people believing the rumour that Facebook is shutting down. It's not true. It's not happening. Now, I think we should start our own rumour and see if we can get it to spread. But I just don't know what rumour we can spread. So I just need your help.
Surely it should be one about you.
I don't like to make it all about me, Chris.
No. Really?
Well, we've thought of a few that maybe... we'll just run them by you now and see what you think, OK?
Right.
Which one of these do you think is most likely to, you know, catch fire on the internet? This is what we've come up with so far. I'm marrying one of the Saturdays.
You?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can put it out there.
No chance.
No.
All right, scrub that one off then.
Which one out of interest were you going to go with?
Una.
No. No chance, mate.
The next one is my personal favourite.
Right.
It's just whether you'll go with it or not.
It involves me, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell by the look in your eyes.
Mm. Becky is a man.
Good one.
Is a good one.
I say go with that.
No, I don't think it... Well...
Oh, go on.
Well, I would have said by now, wouldn't I? I've just accidentally let it slip. Wouldn't I? I've been on the show like 2 years. I would have...
Like Lady Gaga. Yeah. Oh. Okay, what about me... leaving Radio 1.
I think that's... How rude.
What are you saying?
No, but that's sort of like people change jobs, don't they?
That's so, a goer.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, but it's almost too... We've gone like almost too believable now.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We've had like me
funny.
Being a man. To, yeah, there's like...
I agree, it's not funny. This one I think is the one, right? Mm-hmm. Lorraine Kelly used to be a Page 3 girl.
Yeah.
I'm so excited I hit the microphone. That could be believable. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lorraine, 22. What's her opinions on the politics of the day?
And I can imagine her as a Page 3 girl, can you, back in the day?
I really can't.
No, in the olden days.
I am friends with her.
She wouldn't mind me saying this.
But
that's me saying that she was hot.
But when you meet her for coffee, you just like goes through your head like a black and white version of her 20 years ago.
Can you not imagine Lorraine in the olden days in the Page 3?
I'm not sure. I think I need to see a picture. But no, I'm not really...
It's not real.
It's not
Do you
real.
Want me to mock one up for you?
Okay.
Lorraine, if you're listening, send us a picture.
I could phone...
No, not now, Lorraine. Back then.
I think that's a really good... I think that's the best one, isn't it?
That is a good one,
that's
yeah.
That's the best one yet.
Because it's the sort of thing where people would try and find proof and then be looking for ages to... Should we just double check that this isn't actually true before we start the rumour? Because otherwise
good
it
point.
Might be a bit...
Very good point.
I've typed in Lorraine Kelly. It says...
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
We can't do it.
Oh, no, there
we
isn't.
Can't do it.
Why not?
Mills, this is great.
What's happened?
It seems she might have done this before.
I've seen that picture before. You've seen that picture before.
Becky, turn your screen
around. I completely forgot about that picture.
Let me see.
Oh. See.
I don't know if it's her or not, but it looks like her. Don't show it on the webcam.
Oh, this
oh
is
my
brilliant.
God.
Is that her?
Horrible wallpaper as well.
Oh my okay. word.
Well, maybe we need to...
Is that real?
I don't know if that's her or not.
It does look like her facially, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is definitely her, but it's whether the
How
bottom
do you
half,
know?
Well, the bottom... the face is definitely
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely her.
We can't do this if Lorraine's got previous.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, you know, people have a word that they say too much sometimes. Like, I'm well aware that I say the word actual far too much. That's my one. What do you think Jason Donovan's is? This is your chance to win those Scott Mills points I was telling you about. A lovely extra selection of new gifts for you. Jason Donovan was on that Who Do You Think You Are show. And what is the word that Jason Donovan says a lot? Have a guess. Have a think about it. If you can guess the word that he says too much, then you can have 10. Yeah, hell yeah. 10 Scott Mills points. And if you can guess how many times he says that word, you need to be bang on, though. I will give you another 10 Scott Mills points. So potentially 20 SMPs for you here. Here's Jason Donovan on Who Do You Think You Are? Let's see if you guess right.
Granny brought me up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My mother and father divorced.
Right. Right. Right.
She was, I think, 17, 16, something
right.
like.
Right.
He was a bootmaker.
Right.
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 Because we have uncovered.
Right.
From the archives.
Right.
Right.
So that's the Central Criminal Court.
Right. Okay. Right.
That's right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. Right.
Many of.
Right. Right. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, so it's quite detailed, telling you where they lived.
Right, 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 right.
Where the sentimental verse is.
Right, right.
Because there's no divorce.
Right.
So.
Right, 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 right.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Right.
Hmm.
Right, right.
Right. Right. He said it 47 times. If you said right, then give yourself lots of points. 10 points if you said right. Another 10 points if you said 47 times.
It's not
right.
But it's okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right.
Right.
It was 47 rights from Jason Donovan. It's not a bad idea you just had there, Becky.
Do you know what? You know, sometimes you tell those stories that...
go on and on?
Yeah, and, you know...
Don't really
quite,
go anywhere?
Yeah. I thought if Jason was just in the background... You know, like that one you told of when you went on the boat and then you ended up with your head in that old woman's lap and she was, like, really nice to you and stuff? Were you on holiday or something?
Boring, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really dull. I thought if Jason was just in the background going...
Right.
I might make it a little bit more entertaining.
Right. And then... I put my head in her lap.
Right.
And then we're still on this boat.
He sounds as excited as I was listening to that story.
And then the story didn't really go anywhere.
Right.
Still talking about these rumours. What rumour can we start that will spread like wildfire on the internet? A bit like the Facebook one did, that Facebook's shutting down. It's not true. It's just a rumour. But I want one as good as that that we can put out there. Someone just sent in a brilliant one. I am DJing at William and Kate's wedding.
Yes!
How good is that one?
That's brilliant, because that is quite believable.
Well, ish.
Ish.
I wouldn't even charge them.
What would you do it for?
Nothing. Oh. It'd be an honour and a privilege. How can we get that one out there, though?
I could just email, what's his name, at the Sun?
Gordon. What, the showbiz editor?
Gordon Smart.
No, once again, you see, that's a little bit too obvious.
Why? Because I don't have to say your name. I could just say, I've heard...
What, like one of those shh things in the paper? Which DJ is going to be DJing at Kate and Will's wedding?
Yeah, and then I'll take your name out of my, like, auto-signature. And then I'll never know.
I think we need to be a bit more clever than that. But any ideas? Now we've got the rumour, how can we spread it? Spread it. Let me know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Should we play a game?
He's thinking about it again, you know.
Every three seconds. So this is our game. It's like word association, but it's word disassociation.
You're good at word games, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Now, we each take it in turns to say a word. This isn't a new game, by the way. This has been done before. So we each take it in turns to say a word, but your word isn't allowed to have any connection to the last one at all.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you think someone else's word is somehow connected to the last word, you just have to buzz in.
Really?
And you can explain why you think it's got a connection.
Okay.
Now, the judge on this is the one that doesn't speak. Hello.
In a word disassociation game, we've got a judge who can't speak.
Now, if the judge thinks you're right, the person who said the word gets a penalty point, sadly. 3 penalty points and you are out of the game. Winner is the last one standing. All right?
Yep.
You say a word... but your word must have absolutely no connection to the last one.
Okay.
Let's do Becky first, shall we?
Okay, bananas.
Let's go. Cups. Biscuits.
Snooker.
Tree.
Fog.
Cats.
Mice. No.
Oh! All right. The... Go on.
No, it's your go, because you haven't...
But you got to buzz and explain why there's a link.
What? Between cats and mice? No. I really got to hear and explain, right.
All right, okay, move on.
I had a good explanation.
I'm sorry.
No, go on.
Cats eat mice, do they? Yeah.
Good
well,
one.
They certainly bring them in, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So I'm losing.
Yes.
Right.
One penalty point to you. I'll start now.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Moyles. Hello?
Well, loads of things are associated. Everything that I can think of that's coming into my head can be associated with him.
What came into your head?
Telephone. But you can phone and be on the Moyles show, and he plays like Car Park Catchphrase, so that doesn't... Beard, but he's got one. Toilet, he uses one. Any type of food, he's eaten. Like, what? Go on, Chris Moyles is a really hard one.
That's a good
point. You do one for Chris Moyles. Let's try and think of a word quickly.
Okay, right, so I'll start again, shall I?
Well, no, I want to think of one thing that's not associated with Chris Moyles.
It's a good point. I can't think of anything.
Okay, I can. Elephants.
Really? I think I can find a link there.
He must have seen one in Kilimanjaro.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, right. Let's forget the Chris Moyles one. That's not working, is it?
He's so, just everywhere.
Shall I do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Jumper.
Red emergency button that you're not allowed to press.
Camera.
Light.
Lights, camera, action. Buzz.
Yes.
You. Penalty point.
Okay.
I'll start.
You start.
Yeah. Webcam.
Toilet.
No! No, because some weirdos put them in the toilets.
Oh, come on, that's a bit of a...
Do they?
Tenuous link, isn't it?
People on chat roulette and stuff, sometimes you catch them when they're on the loo.
All right, so...
You're
so
not allowing that, one that doesn't speak.
People can use webcams in toilets.
Yes,
so,
they can.
Yeah.
I start then, yeah?
Yeah.
Becky.
Thin hair. Oh!
Oh. You get
out of all the things I could have thought of.
I know.
So where are we at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we're both losing on the same point. So I think whichever one of us loses the next one is out.
Yeah, you've got -2, -2, and I've got nothing.
Yes. You're good, aren't you?
Who starts?
Becky.
Curtains. Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
I love this game. Shall I carry on?
Yeah, curtains.
Tan.
Chicken.
Speaker.
Chinese.
Hair gel.
What? What did you say?
Chinese.
Oh, I completely misheard him. I thought he said something completely different to that.
Time wasting.
What do you think he said?
No, I can't say.
This is major time wasting.
Pen lid.
Lettuce.
Oh, bag.
Post.
Actually, I think you'll find that... Post and Duck generally comes in a post bag.
Oh, no, that's a really rubbish one.
Good one.
I'll start. Cigarette.
Green beans.
Clock.
Eyes.
Eyes are on a face, face is on a clock. Is that a link?
Yes!
Oh, God! Let's have it.
Am I out?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Laters.
Okay, bye. Just you two, then.
Who starts? You starting?
I'll go. Trainers.
Watch.
No, because people... What? People can wear trainers and a watch at the same time.
No, oh,
no, Becky.
Come on.
Yeah,
no.
They can. They're both types
not
of clothing.
That.
Yeah?
Yes.
You put them on your body.
No. No, start again.
Muffin.
Teeth.
No, because I'm not having that. Because you eat a muffin with your teeth.
You're allowing that now, yeah? Nah, all right. You can have that.
Yeah!
Yeah! You're the master at this. Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Who's that?
It's Dave. Dave Manning. How are you doing, Scott? You all right?
I'm good, thanks, Dave.
Excellent.
How can I help you?
Bit of an unusual request for you, hoping you might be able to help me out.
Right.
I've seen you a number of times, or at least once, certainly, on the BBC show Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, that happened.
And, yeah,
it was just the once, Dave, I'd like to point out.
It was just the once, right, okay, yeah. Fair enough. You did look particularly fetching in the spandex outfit.
Appreciate that.
Attending a music festival in the summer, and on the Saturday of the music festival, it's a festival called Glastonbudget, they have a fancy dress, and it's always really, really well contested.
What's Glastonbudget?
The costumes are amazing. Yeah, it's a tribute festival, so on a much smaller scale to Glastonbury. It's a weekend in Leicestershire, around about 7,000 to 10,000 people. Really good vibe, really good festival,
wow.
and a cup prize, so yeah.
Are you the Michael Eavis of Glastonbury?
No, I'm nothing to do with the organisation of it at all.
What bands are on this year at Glastonbury?
The lineup hasn't been confirmed, but there's usually bands like The Fillers, The Four Fighters, The Dead Hot Chili Peppers.
Not confirmed yet, you're still in negotiations, are you?
It's nothing to do with me, as I said, Scott. I'm literally just a paying punter, but that wants to ideally be able to wear a silver spandex outfit and win the fancy dress competition.
So you want my outfit that I wore on Hole in the Wall for this?
Well, yeah, I'm the one that you wore, or perhaps the one that Joe Pasquale wore.
Whoa!
I'm probably more akin to Pasquale in my shape.
Why do you want some second-hand latex?
Really, because it would stand out from the crowd. No one else has ever done it, as far as I'm aware.
Now, I've got some bad news.
Go on, Scott.
I actually gave my outfit to my dad.
Right, OK. Why did you give your outfit to your dad?
Because he just wanted it.
But I thought he sold antiques, did he not?
What? And did my dad sell antiques? Where did you make that up from?
What did he do? Something with old furniture?
No, he used to move furniture, removal man.
Right.
Now, used cars, isn't it?
So...
He's got a lot, like off of Roy used to have in EastEnders, fact.
Does he...
I'll watch it before I give it back.
He still wants to borrow it. It's been used by you and
my
dad now. And potentially Joe Pasquale at some point. And you're still up for having it.
Absolutely.
No, I didn't really give it to my dad. I burnt it.
You burnt it.
Did you?
That's terrible.
Are you guaranteed a fresh one when you go on that show? I'm just curious now.
No,
or
you
do
get
have
a fresh one.
How do you know, though? Did you take it out of the packet, or did it come just presented to you?
Actually, yeah, no, I didn't take it out of any packet.
See? What they've done is they've got Vanessa's one and just given it a quick Febreze, and then, bam, it's yours.
Any ideas where I might source one?
Who else has been on that show?
Anton Dubec.
He's a bit tall for me. Vanessa, I think you might be onto something there.
Yeah, Feltsy was on it.
Oh, yes.
Or?
Vanessa is vanessa.feltz@bbc.co.uk.
Perfect. Okay.
Just send her an email direct. I know she loves getting emails from people. Just say I sent you.
I certainly will, Scott. I certainly will.
All right. Good luck with that then, Dave.
Thanks very much indeed for your time. Cheers.
Let me know what happens next, please. I'm intrigued. Let me know when she replies.
I'll certainly update you.
And if you get it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, give me a five. Press five and you'll me in. Okay, love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, we've been talking all show about Facebook closing in March. It's just a rumour. It's not actually happening. Some people are panicking their little skins off on my Twitter and on my Facebook page. They're not selling it or anything. They're just switching it off. It wasn't even popular, so they just thought, yeah, it's worth like $50 billion. Get rid of it. It's not happening. But there's so many people panicking all over the internet. 15th of March was the alleged date where it all stops. And before then, you have to remove all your content and all your pictures. Otherwise, what happens to them? So loads of people believe in this. Now, we've got a rumour going on, which is a brilliant one, that I am DJing at the royal wedding of Prince William and actual Kate Middleton. When is that wedding?
End of April, I think.
End of April, yeah.
What are you going to open with?
The thing is, because you've got a... With something like that, it's different to a student gig.
Have to have some say, don't they? Like, their song and all that.
Not necessarily. But, like, with a student gig, you could open with something like Pendulum and they'll go mad for it. You've got to think of the olds. You know what? The Queen's going to be there. You've got... Not Queen. I'm not playing Queen. That's too obvious. You've got to think of the older people. So I'm saying something that the old people and the young people will love equally. Something probably maybe like Crazy in Love by Beyonce. It's
or
a crowd pleaser.
Or something from Glee.
Or something from Glee. That starts tonight, by the way. Just sort of remind you. New episodes. So, yeah, some of a crowd pleaser for everybody, you know, because you're going to have some of the older royals there. Mm. You've got your younger ones.
You've got to think of Princess Anne.
You do.
You don't want to messing up her hair.
You do not.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
I've been in America the last week. Quite good America, isn't it?
Is this for your new career?
What?
Oh, we weren't going to do that rumour, were we? Earlier we were deciding that we...
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving
just
Radio 1.
You were leaving.
I'm off to Hollywood, darling. No, really not. I was so excited. I thought, what's the one thing that I've always wanted to do in America? And I did it last week.
Eat loads.
Apart from that.
Eat extra big stuff.
Apart from that. Go to the cinema.
I love American cinemas.
Yeah. So I was like, oh,
did
so
you watch?
Excited.
What film did you watch before everyone else?
They're not really that ahead anymore, are they?
Are they not?
No.
I thought they were like still about a month or at least a couple of weeks.
This is the worst thing. I can't even remember what I saw. It
Good
was
then.
A rom-com with... No, it's gone. I can't even remember what it was. I just wanted to see something. It doesn't matter what I saw.
Right.
I can't even remember anything about it. That's awful.
Is this a made-up story?
No. So I'm in actual LA. I go to the cinema. I'm like, oh, get my popcorn, sit down. I'm like, this is going to be amazing. It's exactly the same as going to the cinema here.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's more exciting.
It's not. It is
more
not exciting. I was the most disappointed person in there.
No, it is more exciting.
It's not. It's exactly the same.
No.
Maybe back in the day, before we had like massive cinemas, it probably was better. But now, it's just like...
No, because there's a cinema near where I live, which I go to, because it's way more like an American cinema than other cinemas.
Is this one of my stories that should have Jason Donovan going...
Right.
Yes.
On it? Because it's not actually really going anywhere,
no,
is it?
No, because it's like, I went to
going
America...
to the cinema is the same as going to the cinema here.
Right.
Can't remember what I saw. Right.
Right.
I really can't remember what I saw.
Was it Love and Other Drugs with...
No.
Oh.
It was something you in it. It's all about you. It's not about you. I think that might be it.
Right.
Earlier, we found out that was Jason Donovan's go-to word that he always uses. This is off of Who Do You Think You Are?
Right.
So that's the Central Criminal Court.
Right, OK. Right.
That's right, yes.
Right.
Yes. So...
Right. Right, right.
Many of...
Right. Right. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, so it's quite detailed, telling you where they lived.
Right. 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 Right.
He does say right a lot. What's your word that you say more than anything else?
OMG.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Way too much.
OMG it is. Mine's actual.
Actual, yeah, because even on your Facebook, you're right. Hello, everyone, how are you?
Axel Scott. Jason's is definitely right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
You gotta fight!
Yes!
For your
right. Right. Right.
But it's okay. Open up my eager eyes.
Oh, good one.
Right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.